Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Business Accelerator call. This is Lisa Minini. Thank you so much for coming on today. And today is all about powering up your inner abundance. I'm so excited that you're here, and I want to welcome all new Success Circle members. So welcome to the call. And for most of you, if this is your first time here, then you know that this, this call, the Business Accelerator call, is all about taking a piece of the entrepreneurial-led system that you learned whether through the self-study program or the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, and we dive deeper into an element of the system. And today we're talking about powering up your inner abundance, which is all about mastering your inner entrepreneur. And I've got some really fascinating things today. We've got an assessment that you're going to take, and I think it's going to be very eye-opening. Before we get started, I also like to make sure that I mention the announcements of any upcoming events that are going to be happening. We have the Influencers Exchange call that is now happening on the fourth Tuesday of every month, the fourth Tuesday of the month, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the purpose of the Influencers call is an open exchange. If you haven't been to this call, the new one, the newly formatted call, you want to be and register for that call. Simply log into the Success Circle with your username and ID and hit the Influencers Exchange tab that you'll see once you log in, and then simply register for the call. It's a very small group, and so once the spots are filled, they're filled. But the really great thing is not only the masterminding that goes on there, but also how to really increase your influence, how to increase your referrals. But it's not only that. It's not only that. It really is an open call, and you're going to love the new format. So if you haven't been on it, I recommend that you register. The other thing I want to share with you is I know many of you are coming to the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, which is April 24th and 25th here in Michigan. Yay. And you should have gotten that information. Remember that there's also, if you have somebody that you want to bring and they're not sure about it, they can come on to a Q&A call that I'm having this Thursday, March 13th at 10 a.m. And it's just a no-nonsense, this is what it's all about, and then they can decide for them if they want to register at that point. And so you can, they can register for the call online. I will also, the link to register for the Q&A call is accelerateassociates.com/wakeupprofitableintensive.com/QA call. So accelerateassociates.com/wakeupprofitableintensive.com/QA call. And there's dashes between wake up profitable intensive QA call. So just so you know, there's dashes. If you don't put dashes, they're not going to find it. So they can register for that. And again, that's going to be on Thursday at 10 a.m. We've gotten a number of people that have got questions about it. There's also a webinar that is being hosted. I'm hosting every Friday as well. So if they don't like teleseminars for some reason, they can come on the webinar and they can find out all about it, including some really great content on those webinars. So if they haven't been to the Wake Up Profitable Intensive webinar, they can do that and register. And again, that's under the events page, so they can find that right under the events page. So let's see here. What else do we have? Thursday. Okay, I've already told you about the Wake Up Profitable. Great. And the Influencers Exchange. Wonderful. Well, let's get started here. And again, this is about powering up your inner abundance. So if you've ever felt like, how come things aren't going quite as planned, what's going on, I feel like there's a block here, and you just don't understand it, I think today is going to be very revealing, because we're going to reset your abundant mindset factor. All right. And, it's really interesting because this goes along with belief systems. It goes along with what people have learned and what they bring to them in entrepreneurship. And it's very subtle. It's very subtle, but yet it permeates everything about a person's business. And the more that I study the spiritual laws of prosperity, and the deeper that I go, I mean, this stuff works. It's not woo-woo. It's not woo-woo. It does work. So, you know, it's funny because you also pay attention and just notice out there the conversations that people are having when there is someone who is very prosperous and wealthy and, an athlete gets a huge contract or somebody wins the lottery or a wealthy person earns more money. Notice what people say sometimes. Notice what you might be saying. You know, are you saying, oh, gee, you know, you can't get by on $9 million. He wants to negotiate a, $50 million contract. Or, gee, she won $60 million in the lottery. I'd be happy for $1 million. Or maybe, it's something like, boy, that person already owns half the world. You know, when is enough enough? Well, that actually is the thinking of lack and scarcity. And if you really want to manifest what you want in your life, having that kind of thinking is going to impact your ability to manifest what it is you truly desire. And you can notice how those statements imply that person, the person who did negotiate a very successful contract, you notice how the statements that people say, the negative statements that people say about it, imply that the person being talked about is either greedy or they're unreasonable. So, when you have that kind of thinking, that what I call the stinking thinking, where you're bringing somebody else down, you're actually impacting your own ability to manifest what you want in your life. So how do you shift that? How do you reset your abundant mindset factor when it needs to be reset? What is your mindset factor, your abundant mindset factor? And what are the 7 spiritual laws of prosperity? And we're going to take some of those right from the a book by Randy Gage, who's a best-selling author who I interviewed on my radio show. He's got an e-book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. If you go to randygage.com, I think you can download it for like, I don't know, $5, $7 or something like that. And it really is quite interesting. So let's get started. What I want you to do is just kind of think through these statements, and I want you to rate your abundant factor. And we're going to use a 3-point scale. 1 is equal to missing, meaning you don't do that. So 1, I read the statements, identify whether or not you do that. And if it's missing, you just get 1 point. If you do it on a regular basis, if you do some of these statements on a regular basis, but maybe you're not consistent, give yourself a 2. And if you're always doing it and it's a daily practice for you, if you're always doing it and it's a daily practice for you, give yourself a 3. So 1, it's missing. 2, rate yourself regularly. And 3, rate yourself always, a 3 if you always or daily do this. So there's only 8 statements. And the first one is you have a prosperity mindset system that you practice. You have a prosperity mindset system that you practice. So rate yourself 1, is it missing? Do I regularly have a mindset system, but maybe not maybe it's not consistent, so that you would rate yourself a 2, or a 3. You always do that because you have a prosperity mindset system that you practice. Number 2, you release things that no longer serve you. You release things that no longer serve you. You release things that no longer serve you. So is it one, missing, like you tend to hold on to things? Is it two, you regularly release things that no longer serve you, whether it's a relationship, whether it is maybe a group that you know no longer serves you and can't get you any further, but you still hold on to them? Maybe it's some stuff that you have. So you release things that no longer serve you. Number three, you circulate and distribute your funds. You circulate and distribute your funds. If you don't do that and you're kind of a hoarder, then it's number one. If it's regularly do that, it's a two. And if it's you always and daily circulate and distribute your funds, it's a three. You practice envisioning in your mind of what you do want. Number four, you practice envisioning in your mind of what you do want. Number five, you execute and take actions on your ideas. You execute and take action on your ideas. You execute and take action on your ideas. So we are, if you just joined us, we are doing an abundant mindset factor. We're assessing that on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 being that it's missing, number 2, you regularly do this, and number 3, you always or daily do that. So if you just joined us, we're evaluating your abundant mindset factor. So 1, it's missing, 2, you regularly do this, or 3, you always and daily do this. So you're going to rate each of these statements. So the last one we did is you practice, you circulate and distribute your funds was number 3. Number 4, you practice envisioning in your mind of what you do want. Number 5, you execute and take action on your ideas. Number 5, you execute and take action on your ideas. Number 6, you practice gratitude. You practice gratitude. So is it 1, missing, 2, regularly, 3, always and daily? Number 7, you joyfully, lovingly, and gratefully tithe at least 10% of your gross earnings. You joyfully, lovingly, and gratefully tithe at least 10% of your gross earnings. And number 8, you release any resentment you're holding for others. You release any resentment you're holding for others. So once you've, so let me go by those real quick. 1, you have a prosperity mindset system you practice. 2, you release things that no longer serve you. 3, you circulate and distribute your funds. 4, you practice envisioning in your mind of what you do want. 5, you execute and take action on your ideas. 6, you practice gratitude. 7, you joyfully, lovingly, and gratefully tithe at least 10% of your gross earnings. And 8, you release any resentment you're holding for others. Now add them up, and where do you fall? If it's between, if it's 24, you've got a perfect score. Congratulations, you practiced that abundant mindset. If it's anywhere between 23 and 16, you're abundant. You know, you have a strong abundant mindset system, and there may be some room for improvement. So simply put changes in place that we'll discuss today, and watch what happens. And if it's between 15 and 8, well, then your abundant mindset system needs some improvement. And when you put some of the things that we're going to talk about today in place, you're going to watch a whole shift occur for you. So when we look at, and the book again that I'm referencing is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Randy Gage. And when you practice this prosperity consciousness on a daily basis, you know, when you see somebody being, you know, successful, you're going to be really happy for them. Instead of some of those negative things that people throw at other people when they see someone else being successful. And when you can do that, watch as things really change for you. And as you practice these on a daily basis, watch as things shift in your life. So the first spiritual law of prosperity is number one to create, it's called the vacuum law of prosperity. Now, nature, you know, abhors a vacuum, and the inherent sort of nature of the universe is good, and a vacuum will be filled with good. So one of the fastest ways to manifest your prosperity in your life is to create vacuums. So one of the first questions I asked is, you release things that no longer serve you. So think about those things in your life that you're holding on to. Think about those things, maybe they're client files, they're very old client files that you've had for such a long time, but you create no vacuum for new things to come into your space. Maybe you've been, you know, you've belonged to a group, or you've created all this stuff around you, and you've kept yourself so busy in your calendar that you have no vacuum for it to be filled. So think of the times where you're doing that. And if you hold on to something that no longer serves a purpose, there's no room for positive to come into your life. Just like if you think of everything negative all the time, there's no room for the positive. You're not creating the vacuum. So think about those things and make a list of those things that you need to release that are no longer serving you, that are no longer serving you. And after you're done listening to this call, also consider using the tool that you have, the business blueprint, and look at what you need to clear out. Okay? Create a vacuum for yourself. Now, with each of these principles, there's also a mindset system that goes along with it. And the mindset system, the thing that you want to say, the affirmation you want to say, is I release all that is no longer serves me, and I am open to the good that is coming to me. I release all that no longer serves me, and I'm open to the good that is coming to me. Now, some of you may want to say, I let go and let God. I know my highest good is coming to me. Or maybe that which does not serve me, I release. That which does not serve me, I release. I am open to the rich, bountiful good that is coming toward me. In anticipation, something good is coming towards you. So sometimes you may need to release the negative piece of that, which is, oh, you know, what else can happen? You've heard, I'm sure, you know, we've all said that, right, at some point. But shifting that mindset to say, wait, that which, you know, does not serve me, I release. I am open to the rich, bountiful good that is coming towards me. So setting an expectation that good things are coming towards you. And I let go of that which is not my highest good. I am open myself up to divine order. So those are some of the mindset shifts that can occur and that are aligned with the principle, or rather the vacuum law of prosperity. It's called the vacuum law of prosperity. So how can you create a vacuum to allow more good into your life. The second prosperity law is the circulation. You've heard me share with you at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive the cycle of circulation, right? The cycle of circulation, or the circulation law of prosperity, as Randy Gage says it, works best when you circulate. So let's use the example of, for example, a waterfall. You know, a waterfall is very beautiful, it flows, but yet that same waterfall, if there's water that falls that stays stagnant, what happens? Well, what happens is that water actually becomes deadly. So hoarding things can shut off that prosperity cycle, or that cycle of circulation. Just like a vacuum, if you don't have enough for it to go into, that cycle, there's not enough cycling for the energy to, the prosperity energy to be around. So prosperity is about giving, releasing, circulating. You circulate your prosperity, and you really can't outgive. And the deeper I get into this, the more I realize you really can't outgive the universe, or you can't outgive the God or whatever your spiritual belief is, because it always comes back to you. And that's why the one statement about your abundance factor is you circulate and distribute your funds. So let's look at this from a practical application. So some people might say, well, I'm down to my last 300. What do I do? Well, instead of hoarding that 300, because then you're stopping the circulation, maybe you send, if you owe $20 to the phone company, send $15 to the water company, and you're circulating those funds, what you do have. You're tithing some to charity. So as you look at a prosperity or abundant mindset, look at it as it's infinite. It's infinite. So, you'd never kind of say to anybody, give me a hug. And they were like, no, not going to give you a hug. I only got two left. I wouldn't say that. What's the same with money? You wouldn't say, I've only got, $2 left. Give one and circulate it. And circulate that with faith and stepping in faith. So, what is an abundant mindset practice? To put that in practice. So, what you might want to do, and this is according to the seven spiritual laws of prosperity, is you may want to write on an envelope of all your bills that bills are invoices for blessings already received. I love the shift that happens with that. Bills are invoices for blessings already received. Doesn't that sound empowering? Bills are invoices for blessings already received. Every envelope, every checkbook, you can put on there, you are now filled with the bounty of my Creator to supply my every need. Maybe that goes on every envelope. Money is attracted to me like a magnet. Money is attracted to me like a magnet. These are some mindset mantras or affirmations that you can say every day. So practicing that circulation, practicing that circulation. Now remember, in circulating, the art of also receiving. There's not only a giving, but a receiving. And the more that you invest, the more that you receive. The more you tithe, the more you receive. Now what happens when you reject a receiving is you shut off that cycle of circulation, right? Somebody gives you a compliment. Oh, no. You shut off that cycle of circulation. But an abundant and prosperity mindset says, no, accept that, receive it. Receive it and give it. It's the same with social media, right? If you want people to talk about you, you've got to talk about other people. If you want them to retweet your stuff, you retweet it. It's that cycle of circulation in action. That's all it is. And so that was the circulation law of prosperity. Now, the imagining law of prosperity. Now, the statement that we asked in the abundant factor to measure that is you practice envisioning in your mind what you do want. Do you do it on a daily basis, regularly, or maybe not at all, and it's missing from your practice? Now, this is something, this is, I think, a really critical piece, because when you imagine things in your mind, you program your subconscious to manifest them in more of a physical plane. Very interesting story. I recently went to a home expo, and in going into the expo, I noticed these really cute table and chairs, and I didn't realize. I thought maybe they were for sale. I didn't just pass by them real quick, and I said, those would look really cute on my patio. And then that split second, I envisioned them on my patio. So I go through the whole expo. By that time, I was a bit distracted, and we left, didn't think anything else of it. And about, I want to say an hour later, I get a call. And I get a call from the woman at the expo that says, oh, you won. And I said, I didn't even realize that I had won something, because I had asked for some contractors to come out because we're looking at some work on our home. And it didn't occur to me that I also, when I did that, they put my name in a drawing. Well, I said, what did I win? And she said, you won these really cute tables and chairs, these Adirondack tables and chairs. Did you see them on the way in? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I did. But, you know, this is the power of what happens when you envision something. So look for, you know, creating that vision. And one of the key things, and why this is in your business blueprint, is your vision is so important to have in front of you every single day. If you don't have a vision board, create one of what you do want. Keep it in the forefront, because those, you're going to be able to visually see it. Now, for those of you that are hardwired for more tangible things, this is a great way to manifest things into the physical world, because you can see them. So whether you cut something out of a magazine or a newspaper or periodical of some sort, and you put it on there, on things you do want. So what are some of the mindset affirmations? You might say things like, I see my good, and I manifest my good. As I envision in my mind, so I manifest on this earth. Just as I dream it, so I will achieve it. Just as I dream it, so I will achieve it. So, whether you're going into a meeting and negotiating a contract, whether you are on a call with a client, what are you envisioning? And sometimes we bring a negative spin to that conversation rather than envisioning that possibility of what is that possibility, the good that can become of this meeting. So a small shift in what is it that you want to manifest. What is it that you want to manifest into your life? And that is the law of imagining. The fourth law of prosperity is the creativity law. So in an abundant mindset, when you look at all your needs, all your substance, all the things that you really want, when you create abundance in your life, when you're creative about it, when you're creating ideas about it, it'll be there for you. But what happens is we get so stuck in looking at what's wrong with it rather than looking at ideas. And you're only one idea away from abundance, from prosperity. Now, there's a story of a nurse, a male nurse, who said, you know, I already know that I'm at the top of my pay scale. How can I possibly get any more? Because I can't. He was one idea away from prosperity. So maybe it's not in his current position, but maybe if he created a healthcare company that catered to the very wealthy, he could charge premiums. Maybe it was a talent that he had on the side that could be then cascaded to a business model, a profitable business model. So you really are the co-creator of your own prosperity, and it only takes one idea. So reframe it. Reframe how you're looking at prosperity and the possibility of your prosperity. One of the very key things that I did when I hired a new accountant is I changed and reframed kind of what we call that. We had one drawer that had all the accounting things in it, and I renamed it. I reframed it. It is now the prosperity drawer, the prosperity file drawer, okay? And it has a very different connotation when you're saying you're in charge of prosperity or you're in charge of counting numbers. You're the accountant, or are you the person in charge of prosperity? So even reframing it can switch your mindset to an abundant one. So, in the creating the law of prosperity, what are some of the mindset systems around that? You may say things like, I give thanks for your immediate and complete payment. I tap into divine order to manifest the means for my immediate prosperity. I see our situation resolved for the highest good of all concerned. I see our situation resolved for the highest good of all concerned. A slight shift and watch the outside change. On the inside, watch the outside change. This is how the inner abundance works. Number five, the law of giving and receiving. So when you look at, and this is very similar to the circulation, the law of giving and receiving. So what you give comes back to you by multiples of at least 10. When you receive blessings, it's important to celebrate and to share them. And if you have a natural gift and you don't practice that natural gift, you're diminishing your talents. So maybe you need to share those talents. When somebody gives you a compliment, thank them. So, there are ways and ways to feed into that giving and receiving. So social media is a great example of that. Giving, receiving, retweeting, sharing, commenting. You want that, you need maybe to give it and start that giving and receiving cycle. So, what are some affirmations? I send forth this substance knowing that it will bless the giver and the receiver. I honor all those I come in contact with today and see the divinity in all. I know the universe is good, and I send forth my own good to be multiplied. So those are just some mindset affirmations that strengthen that factor of giving, receiving, and gratefulness. And that's really key. Now let's talk about the sixth law of tithing, sixth law of prosperity, the law of tithing, the law of tithing. And I think this is, this is really important to give back to, if you have a church, a temple, a mosque, or a synagogue, where you're giving back for your source of spiritual sustenance. So, the practice of this is that if you don't do that, it will show up in other ways through other expenses, unexpected expenses. And trust me, this is true. It could be a hospital bill, a repair bill, a car, something happens with your car. So, if you look at some of these things that are happening, some unexpected expenses, then look at the tithing that's either happening or not happening in your life. And there may need to be that cycle of circulation that happens. Maybe, upping your tithing. And so what are some of the affirmations that you can say? Divine love through me blesses me and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, and all that I give, and all that I receive. I give thanks for the good that has come and is still coming to me. I give thanks for the good that has come and is still coming to me. Now, why is that important? Well, if you're in negativity thinking, if you don't like your current circumstances, it can really easily spiral downward. Stay in, I give thanks for the good that has come and is coming to me. I celebrate the source of my abundance and give thanks for its continued manifestation. I celebrate the source of my abundance and give thanks for its continued manifestation. The law of tithing. One of the key things that I love to put into my business model and that I've helped others do as part of the law of tithing is to create a foundation. Some of my clients have or are in the process of creating a foundation, or they have created a foundation. And as part of my Wake Up Profitable Intensive, that's the way I love to give back to especially nonprofit organizations. And this April, one of the nonprofit foundations is the Project Forgive Foundation. So we will be raising money for them during the course of the event. And I'm so excited about that because for me, I feel passionate about giving to not only this important message and mission of forgiveness. That's, a huge conversation, a huge movement around forgiveness, because it really does set you free. And so, last year we had Team Happy Feet that works with people that are undergoing cancer treatments and supplies them for their medical and non-medical expenses. And it just feels so right, so in alignment to be able to do that. So whether it's creating a foundation, whether it's tithing to your favorite foundation, or where you get your spiritual sustenance, it's all part of that law of tithing, that spiritual law of tithing. And the seventh one is the law of forgiveness. The law of forgiveness. You release any resentment you're holding for others. It's the law of forgiveness. We just talked about that. So what happens if you're unable to forgive or you can't accept abundance? your prosperity is going to be blocked, right? And it's going to be difficult for you to open up those channels, that energy. So, who are you out of alignment with? So you may mentally need to forgive someone you're out of alignment with. Mentally ask them for forgiveness. Somebody that you may have had a lawsuit with or are in disharmony with. Or if you've accused yourself or, you know, failure, or you're making mistakes or have difficulty forgiving yourself. So, maybe you want to say things like, divine love produces perfect harmony between us. God is good and wants only good for me. I am forgiven by God's love unconditionally and all is well, or the universe, or whatever your spiritual belief is. I have grown in my consciousness and released the old me. I forgive myself and move forward to accept my abundance. So maybe it's others, maybe it's yourself that you need to forgive. You know, for those perfectionists out there, you know, forgiving yourself for not being perfect, right? So be open to receiving it, expanding your awareness of the spiritual laws, and expand that you're moving in faith towards it. And so when you look at creating a mindset system, look at a resource you already have, which is your business blueprint. Look at those visions. Look at those conscious thoughts. Remember, and that's actually in your business blueprint. So you may need to add on a regular basis new conscious thoughts that you say to yourself every day. And that's one of the practices that I have is every day in my blueprint, I have a binder. In my blueprint binder, I go through those mantras every day. And look at getting into a frame of mind from the very beginning. So some of you may need to also put it as part of your exercise program. It might be easier for you to tape it on your treadmill or when you're going someplace in the morning, getting ready, the mirror in front of you. So all of those might be really helpful for you to do that, to get into that regular